promise me, green grass, not to tell what you were? Whispering grass, say, you can't keep your word. Keep your word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper, green grass? Why tell the trees what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed them long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't. She will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all? Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Oh yes, you told them once before, and it is no secret anymore. I will not have gossip in this jungle.
Why tell them all the old things that buried under the snow? Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, the voice of the people. Now, it's back to Paul. Where are you?
And here we are today on Winkley Square on Monday the 22nd of March, and I have with me Councillor James Holt. Good morning, Councillor.
It's just about 5 to 12, isn't it?
So yes, indeed. What's happening here then? There seems to be, well, they've just chopped a tree down there, which is on Winkley Square, which seems to, I've just spoke to the workers, that it has some form of disease, and now we're just in front of another tree, which is going to suffer the same fate, isn't it? That looks as if it has some disease as well, doesn't it?
Well, it seems to be functional as a tree.
Is it still blooming and everything?
As far as I know, it does. Although, if you look at the, it's got last year's seeds on it, so it probably doesn't. I don't know, but they may have killed it in the interim.
Right.
I don't know if it's diseased, they might, and then it'll be easy to cut down if there isn't as much sapping, I suppose. But I don't mind the problem. I don't mind people cutting down trees as long as they do it sympathetically. But what I do object to is that this whole project on Winkley Square is funding driven, and the North West Development Agency have offered £5 million to the council. And so what happens then is all the people who have an interest in that pot of money,
yes,
start putting forward plans to get the money. So, and then the council is sort of over a barrel. They say, if we don't give you that £5 million now, then it's going to go to seed and we won't take care of it. We'll let it just all go and it's your problem then.
Right.
So,
and is this also tied in with what the developments that are going to happen on the flag market?
Well,
with respect to the trees there?
That's the different bids, and the bidding, as you know, is a complete nightmare.
Yeah.
But but when you're talking about £5 million, there's a lot of people interested in that sort of money.
Yeah.
Like sort of people that we know, without mentioning any particular names, would I?
Yes. But if we don't apply for it, then we would lose that. We'd lose the opportunity of having that.
Well, the way that it works, so they make a bid, and the thing that I find objectionable is as soon as they see this pot of money, then everything out, all the other things just fall into
all
place.
All of the priorities fall right.
Change, to, so that if someone has a plan to put street furniture in here, for instance, or lighting, then the council says that it's dangerous at night, so it needs to be lit, like Miller, like Waverley Park, or what they call Ribbleton Park now.
Yeah.
There have been incidents in those parks, and there may have been incidents in this area, where they need to have lighting. But if it's done sympathetically, then that's fine. But if it's done in a way that people don't like, then it's objectionable.
So do you think, because obviously what people are worried about is, here we have in the sort of centre of Preston Town Centre, the aesthetic of this place is like a Victorian park, isn't it?
And this is the only square of its type in Preston. And these sort of squares were common at the mid-19th century, and originally it was a private garden that was locked at night, like the ones in Mayfair that are still there.
Yeah.
It is a very special, and it's listed, of course, all the buildings are listed, and it's a conservation area. But with regards to the actual ground maintenance of the park, then I think that the way that the council are doing it at the moment is not best, and it could be done a lot better. In the 1960s, this was all completely overgrown.
Right.
It was left to go to seed. After the war, they took all the railings down, apart from where people would fall over.
Yes.
But those railings have all been replaced.
Right.
But
so when
but
did
the
they
car
start
park,
to...
The car park that's now Avenham Car Park,
yes.
They were going to put it here.
Instead of rice.
But there was a big protest about it, and many of the people who led that protest, one of them, Leo Warren, who's very well known to anybody who went to the Catholic College, but also the Jesuits known, but he was a local historian, he taught history.
Yes.
He was one of the people who championed them, stopping
the preservation of Winkler Square.
Yeah.
So the plans that the Preston Council now want, obviously we're now in the 21st century, would they like to change the actual... Have you seen the plans? You must have seen, there's a piece of sculpture.
I've seen, from time to time. There's some that have been put forward and there have been objections to them. The Jesuits own part of the land because of the sort of footprint of their properties.
Yeah.
Because originally this was common hold, in a sense. This whole square was common hold to the houses that were all private houses around the square.
Yeah.
And on that corner there, it used to be Preston Grammar School.
Right.
You're listening to Preston FM. 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
Are the plans sympathetic to this Victorian square, this beautiful park here in the middle of Preston, Winkley Square? Do you think they are? Or is it this idea of modernising it, taking it away from its Victorian roots and all the rest, all the history that you just explained to us? And are they going to change it quite dramatically?
The simple answer to that is I don't think they are, no. Honestly, I think... But what
you don't think they are going to be sympathetic?
No, I don't think that they're going to change it radically.
Right.
But because people in Preston, there are very few places where we have good buildings.
Yeah.
And for instance, the Market Square is a very precious part of the centre of the town. It's the old Market Square that goes down to medieval times. Preston has a charter from 1179, so they've had a royal charter as a market town since 1179, which is nearly 1,000 years.
Yeah.
But the market square as it is in that place has been there since before then.
Right.
But the market square as we know it now, the flag market, is a very special part of the town. Likewise, when you look at the industrialisation of Preston, Winkley Square was where people who had country estates had big townhouses. And I think that because it's such an important place to people like the Jesuits and to people like Michael Farrington, Baroness Farrington's husband, and a lot of people who are interested in preserving the nice parts that we have of Preston and preserving the character
parts,
of Preston,
yeah.
They have misgivings. And my own appreciation of that is that I think that they have a better understanding of it than I.
And
I think
they've looked at it in more detail.
They've followed the plans meticulously. I've seen the plans, it must be 2 years ago, but since then there have been objections to those plans and they've been revamped. But I should say that we really need to urge people who have the knowledge, like Aidan Turner Bishop, Michael Farrington, Father Chris Dickoff at the Jesuit
St. Wilfrid's.
St. Wilfrid's. Those people have taken quite a lot of time in their own time and researched it. They have the luxury of time because of the men who have got sort of,
their professions, yes.
In the professions, and they've got more time on their hands than I have.
You're a very, very busy man, aren't you, Councillor?
I wouldn't go that far, but they certainly have the luxury of time to look at these things better than I have done.
Right.
And I know that they have misgivings and concerns about the way that this particular development is being taken forward.
If they put lighting in, though, they'd have to dig up like they did in Avenham Park when they built that, they took the bandstand down and built, which I think is a great building. New building. But they'd have to dig up quite a bit of Winkley Square in order to lay all the cables and lighting and everything.
Well,
so
yes.
But
some of the pavings, the function as they are, but like that's a new pavement down there. But this pavement is really at times quite dangerous.
Which needs replacing anyway, yes.
Yeah, so doing things like that, just maintaining the structure
and
the infrastructure as it is,
yep.
is good. Now, changing the infrastructure and changing the paving has to be done in an incredibly sympathetic way.
Yep.
And I think that some of the work, because, as I said earlier, that this particular development seems to me to be funding driven,
yep.
and that there's a pot of money that's there to spend on Winkley Square and
yep.
other things, then it's not done as best as it could be.
Right. Well, thank you very much for that, Councillor James Hole.
Yeah.
And we shall see how the developments go on it.
All right, thank you very much. Indeed.
Okay, thank you, James.
Bye bye.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2, the voice of the people.
It's that time again. It's exactly 5:15.
How democracy actually works. After voting, the ballot papers are collected and taken to a furnace. There they are burned to fire a boiler, which provides steam for a turbine, which drives a generator and produces electricity. The electricity is then conveyed to the Parliament building by a special power line, where it is directed into a 40-watt light bulb in the gents' lavatory. If you walk behind the building late at night, you can look up and see a dimly lit window and be reassured that your vote does matter.
Hello, sir, and your name is? Sorry?
David Eaton.
And what do you think about this situation at the moment, sir, with respect to the trees being cut down?
I think it's a disgrace because a lot of these trees are just mature trees. And it seems like a lot of this work is all about cosmetics.
Yes, and then redevelopment. I mean, I've spoke to Councillor Hall this morning in some way, and we've just spoke to the Vicar of Preston as well. We interviewed him earlier.
Yeah.
A lot of this is to do with new developments, accessing funding, 4 to 5 million, and these two supposed trees did have some form of disease. I mean, we could probably do with somebody who is an expert on sort of trees to be able to verify that or not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and here goes the tree now. As we speak, the tree is being chopped down. Yes. It is quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very sad. I've just come back from the plans for the flag market.
Yes.
And there's over 30.
Should we stand over here a minute? So we seem to be in the way of the path, aren't we? Yeah, sorry.
There's over 39 trees earmarked to be removed.
Yes.
Just because of cosmetic reasons, because it blocks the view of the Harris building. Who knows how many other trees are forecast to come down? Yes. We only know of two trees that are going to come down.
Yeah.
But how many others for some...
For the development of our town.
Yeah. That when you talk to people who oppress them, they don't want it.
Most of the people don't want it. They prefer the trees to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't take them long, does it?
No.
How long does it take for a tree? It takes hundreds of years for a tree to grow, and only a few minutes
to lop
it
down.
It doesn't take hundreds of years for these particular trees.
Does it not?
They're not.
But to reach maturity?
Well, these will probably be over 100 years old, and it doesn't take very long to pull them
down. I mean, that's the tragedy, really, isn't it? Is that...
It's quite interesting to see which way it will go, actually.
which way it's going to fall, yes.
Oh, yeah, you'll hear it falling, probably. It's a big tree, isn't it? It must have taken a long while for that to go.
Yeah.
We understand that they're taking the trees off to Miller Park.
Yeah.
To be used as bat roosts.
Are they?
Yeah.
There's the tree.
And it makes a nice sound.
Oh, right,
sound
it
as
did,
well.
Didn't it? Indeed.
Change the name. We have to change the name. It can't be too new, or they won't know who. We want to change the name.
Original
Victorian splendour rather than...
But that isn't supposed to be the case, isn't it? You've seen the plans. Is it going to be sympathetic to the Victorian sort of aesthetic?
No, it looks like a chessboard to me, what they want to do.
So have you lost your trust, Dave,
I've never trusted Preston Castle, and
This is Preston Preston councillor James Holt.
Neither do I, but I'm a councillor as well.
We can't put that on the radio, man. Right, Des, you're going to have to edit that bit out.
Who can put it on the radio?
But the atmosphere, the atmosphere here, though, and then there was a police van driving round. So, there's sort of like the atmosphere isn't open at all, is it? There's sort of like
seems
there's a separation,
and clandestine.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right at all, does it?
Healthy, really, is it? No. There's no need.
Well,
for
you have
to
look at why so many people objected to. South Ribble going with Preston. Nobody wanted to be under Preston when it was unitary. You know, when Preston Council put the unitary bid in.
Yes. And when was that, sorry?
About 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, we didn't get unitary status. But I mean,
you go to Bamber Bridge, you go to Leyland, they clean the streets up there, you go round Preston, they do nothing.
Right, in the outer disc. So there's a lot of development going on in the centre of the town, but you're worried about
university students.
Right.
They're taking over Preston.
Right. But with respect to other outlying regions, be it sort of, pardon? But Deepdale, as you said,
probably.
Fishwick, wherever sort of thing.
New Orleans.
Right. You don't believe they're doing enough development and.
No, they're just letting it get run down.
Right.
Do you think Preston was much better years ago?
Yeah, before it got city status, it was all right.
What difference did city status make, do you think?
It makes a few people feel important. I think that's what city status is about.
And money, and investment, and regeneration.
It's a waste of time.
You think this is a waste of time?
No, the central
the
area forum.
Right.
Because I think the reason for that is possibly that, like the lady who said that she made representations after the public sort of consultation, nobody took any notice of those representations. So the thing is that it seems to me like a box-ticking exercise where they say, we're doing a public consultation.
Yes.
And then when the public say something, they don't take any notice of it.
Well, but why is that? How can they do that legally? Is there no
because
sort of,
that's
well,
the
what's the legal representation here?
Understand that
well, unless
somebody...
they took legal representation, which is something entirely different. But I mean, as far as a consultation is concerned, then they've ticked the box and legally they've done what they have to do as far as planning is concerned, as far as the regulations are concerned, environment, things like that, engaging the people who live in the neighbourhood. But if it's just simply a box-ticking exercise, then they're not. It's disingenuous to do that. And if people make representations, they don't really have a voice.
Right.
Because they're making representations on the honest and open opinion that this public consultation does have some real meaning, whereas it would appear, certainly in some situations, and as far as some of the people we've spoken to are concerned, that it's merely a fig to cover whatever they want to do.
So, no wonder then people get apathetic and feel it's futile to have a voice or an opinion. So you're saying 1,000 signatures were put forward to say they're not happy about it.
I looked at the plans at Preston Council at Lancaster House, and there was only about 3 organisations in support of it.
In support of
it? They were from Manchester.
So what form of democracy is this then? If the people of Preston have said, well, we're not happy about it, what you're saying, James, is they're just thinking they're ignoring that and they're just taking it forward anyway.
Well, the thing is, if you do a consultation, then you get the voice of people who have an interest in it, hopefully.
Yes.
Quite often, the people who have an interest don't have the voice to carry it forward to do what they want to do with it. And, of course, you've got to balance that against, well, is it just the vociferous minority?
Yes.
Because some people complain about everything and everything.
Yes.
And in Preston, I know as a councillor that people are always on a downer about Preston.
Yes.
And they always say, and that's, the grass is always greener.
Yes.
Sorry. So it's difficult to get a balance where you do a consultation. But my point is that if there is a consultation, then it should be a proper and responsible consultation and not simply a box-ticking exercise to say, right, we need to do this and to engage the people as far as the planning is concerned, as far as the environment is concerned, and as far as governance, as we understand it, is concerned, to get the people involved. But really, when you look at that, the representations are made by the people. As our friend here said, that they've got a list of 1,000 signatures, and the only people who are listened to are the big multinationals who are based in Manchester. Now, is that a realistic approach? Who has the power? The multinationals, the people, Or the council. The council.
Whose money is paid for this? It's the taxpayers' money. It's people in Cheshire, Manchester, Merseyside, Lancashire, Cumbria what's paying for all this. It all goes into the North West Development Agency.
Right.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people. Now, back to Paul. Where are you?
And here I am. We go from the hustle and the bustle of Winkley Square. I don't know if that's quite right. It wasn't really a hustle and bustle, although it's a bit noisy. And it's Monday the 22nd, and it's about 20 past 12, and I'm with Father Timothy Lipscomb, who's the vicar of Preston and also the area dean. The actual building that we're in used to be the actual part of the Harris family, which is now the rectory, isn't it? Hi, Timothy. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Now, I've just been interviewing Councillor Hull on Winkley Square while they were actually cutting one of the diseased trees down. They're just about to do another one. You're actually involved in a number of committees and with respect to both the developments in the park and everything else. Could we have your views on some of the developments that are taking place?
Well, first of all, perhaps we'll start with Winkley Square.
Yeah.
There comes a time when trees come to the end of their life.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there are a number of diseased trees in the square. Sometime last year, actually, one fell down over the railings, and it was just as well that it didn't actually hit anybody or come out into the road too much, but it did come out onto the footpath. And if somebody had been passing, it wouldn't have been a good thing. The fact is that Winkley Square has been a historic square for many centuries, and it's been enjoyed by local residents. Sadly, quite a lot of the local residents have now gone, and as you will see by looking round the square, there's an awful lot of property to let or for sale, and the great hope is that people will come back into the inner city and come and live in the city centre. There comes a time when you have to do major maintenance, and it's clear there are springs and streams underneath Winkley Square, and the drainage is poor.
Right.
The footpaths have deteriorated, the grass is looking a bit shoddy, and a lot of the trees are certainly past their best.
Yeah.
It would be a good thing if we took down some of the trees and replanted them with fresh trees. They also need thinning, because quite a lot of the trees, due to lack of maintenance in the past, I'm not saying they're not well maintained now, because I think the Parks Department do a fabulous job in Preston.
Yeah.
But it is clear that it needs a major overhaul. That doesn't mean to say that you have to completely change the nature of the square, because I believe it needs to retain its tranquility and traditional view.
And it's just that, because it's a particular, it's a Victorian, James is saying that in London they have particular Victorian squares, which they, I mean, they're listed and they maintain that particular aesthetic, don't they?
And that's important, to be able to continue that and to enjoy it for further generations to come. The footpaths need doing, the drainage needs doing, the grass needs doing.
And there should be lighting or something?
And perhaps it needs some traditional lighting. I wasn't terribly keen on the idea of neon,
right,
which just seems my idea of cheap for a few years. Better to have traditional lighting like we have in Avenham Park, which is much more subdued. The last thing you want is some bright light in your face, and I really don't think there's any necessity to put a new fountain in. We've got plenty of water around there without actually adding to it.
Right.
I sincerely believe, and that's talking around, and I do live on the doorstep of the park, that frankly people like the same, but they'd like the same made better, enhanced, just by keeping it up to scratch. We don't need some modern, iconic, cheap sort of gimmick put in there. I don't think that's going to help.
I take it you've seen the plans.
Yes, I have.
And what do you think of them?
Not
this
much.
You're talking about the sculptural elements?
Yes,
and, this,
and the fountain and that sort of thing. I just think it's best left alone. The simplicity of the park, the tranquility of the park, the overall way it blends into the square,
yeah,
is just, I think, important to maintain.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
But then there's this problem that has been, this issue has been raised a few times, and this thing about funding. In order for Preston, as a city council, to access £4 or 5 million, then they've had to put in certain plans in order to get that, rather than just say, well, we'll just maintain the aesthetic of Winkley Square as a Victorian garden. These modernistic plans, which have also been submitted as well for Preston Flag Market, that was in some way enabled them to secure that funding, wasn't it?
Again, the Flag Market is a statement in the city that's been there a very long time.
Yeah.
It's flagged by the Harris Museum and the Town Hall, which, of their type, are buildings of stature.
Yeah.
Buildings of iconic relevance. And they have been, I think, ruined by Crystal House as it was.
Yeah.
And some of the buildings in Cheapside, cheap by name and cheap by nature. There is only the jewellers there, really, that is a building of any stature. And I do believe that perhaps if they're going to flatten the Flag Market and not have it on such a
level
slope,
level it out,
as you say. I've no objection to flower beds and that sort of thing, and proper steps being put in around the memorials, etc. But I do think that if you're going to put something new again, it needs to be something of quality. It doesn't have to be old-fashioned, but it needs to be something that will ameliorate the buildings that are already there.
Mm.
So there's nothing wrong with imitating neoclassical. You can do it in a modern way, but to have things that look like concrete posts for putting bicycles in and neon lighting again, to me is cheap and short-term and rather a waste of money.
Right.
If they're going to do it, they might as well do it properly. If they're going to flatten it, well, then leave it flat. If they're going to put a board around it, make it in good quality material and do it once and for all. Let's keep changing it every 5 or 10 years. Because actually, if you look around the modern buildings of the 60s and 70s in Preston, they are not here to last. They're eyesores on the horizon. And that Flag Market is something we all revere very much. But it is made, I think, by the fact that it has surrounding it some excellent buildings. And I really believe
Apart from one, that you
either leave it alone or you make it commensurate with the buildings you've got around it, apart from Crystal House, which actually blocks everything out, which is such a shame.
Supposedly the mayor, in March 15th, 46, wasn't it, when it burnt down, the policeman's boy, he promised the people of Preston that they would rebuild that great Gothic building which had the clock tower, and they never did it, did they, which is a shame.
It's a terrible shame, but of course, with modern technology and ability, we could have actually redone that building.
Right.
The shell could have been kept, it could have been modernised inside, it could have been made quite special. And I have to say that was a missed opportunity. Because
do you actually go on some of these planning committees? Do you have these type of
discussions? I do have discussions. I'm not on the planning group, but I do go to public meetings and that sort of thing, and I think it's terribly important that we do, and we voice our opinions. And I have to say about the Flag Market, certainly the chief executive did take in what I was saying, and so did the leader of the council. And I really think we need to look at quality and lasting and imagination and beauty.
And sympathetic,
as you say.
What do you think, therefore, Preston is then? Is this something also relating to its historical context of a mill town and everything. And there's this, there is this sort of dichotomy going here, isn't it? Because they're entrenched within the history of Preston. There is an identity, but we also have people, visionary people, who want to come into Preston, who want to modernise it and change it. And so there is this sort of, there is this sort of a power struggle going on in a way, isn't there?
I think there's a power struggle between negative and apathy
mm.
and those who'd like to have excellence, vision and sparkle.
Yeah.
I'd love to be able to say of Preston, it's a gracious city. It is actually quite gracious where I live because people haven't mucked it about. And in fact, they've just maintained and improved the pavement.
And this is Avenham. And this is,
and this is the conservation area of Avenham.
Mm.
And it actually looks pretty smart. And it's an area that people want to live.
Mm.
And I noticed that actually houses are selling in Ribblesdale Place and beyond because people like the quiet, they like the centralness of it, and they like the view that goes down to the parks. It can be done, but it needs visionaries. It doesn't need people who are stuck in a rut. It doesn't need people who are negative and say, oh, well, we'd like it done, but we want somebody else to do it. It doesn't want people who just say, oh, well, in its time it'll happen. It wants people to do it now. And it
in the long term, it's not just short term. No. I mean, we don't want just a quick thing, up it
not,
goes.
And, quick fix is not the answer.
Correct.
They need to think it through, and we need a city of excellence. It's called Poor Proud Preston. It may be poor, but I haven't seen the proud bit. They aren't looking after it. And it isn't just talking about the council. It's the everyday person in the street that needs to actually do something about making Preston a place to be proud of living in.
The trees are wild and undisputably beautiful today. You can see the squirrels on their beautiful parade.
Preston's got so much going for it. It's on a main line. It's got
a wonderful geographically,
road network with the motorways.
Yeah.
Not brilliant, the ring road going through the middle and that extraordinary traffic system. But it does have a lot going for it. And it isn't as poor as people would like to believe. You know, there are many poorer places that one knows where people actually have got a bit of spirit of fighting and not being sort of cowed with apathy and brooding over sameness and let's just do the same that we've always done. Let's do what we've always done. Well, what we've always done hasn't always been good.
Yeah.
Although there were some distinctive people in the past, iconic figures that have done some things for themselves. But most of them have got out of Preston and they haven't come back again. So we need to build on the past, to make better what we've got now, to improve, but not just destroy by quick fix, cheap things that have not been thought through.
Yeah.
When Preston people do it well, they do it very well.
Yeah.
But we need more people to stand up and be counted and to stop cheap fix and to actually work for something that we can be proud of and the generations in the future will be proud of. Because we've got the basics here. We just need to make sure that they're maintained and made more beautiful.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Father Timothy Lipscomb. And may one day Preston, as you say, become awakened and we go into this new sort of era of, well, I suppose the 21st century, isn't it?
I hope it'll become a glamorous city with lots of sparkle and that will draw people from far and wide.
He's up each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. Serenade your lady, just find a tree that's shady, and when you hear that tick, a tick, 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 a tick, 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 a tick, tick, sing right along. Come on and try his rhythm,
Now it's back to Paul. Where are you?
Well, here we are. It's Monday the 22nd of March and I'm in the presbytery of St Wilfrid's Church, just, well, it's on Winkley Square itself.
It's number one Winkley Square.
Is it number one Winkley Square?
Best address in Preston, I would say.
Absolutely. And I'm with Father Chris Decoff, yes, who is the parish priest and Father Superior of St Wilfrid's. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And now, you've been involved. I mean, as we speak, we can hear it outside your window, actually. They're actually chopping the trees down as we speak, aren't we? And
that's
I've just
right.
been over there. Two have just come down.
I've been sitting here all morning listening to them attack the trees.
Well, you've been involved in a campaign to try and save and maintain and preserve, as you would say, the authentic... Well, they were Winkley Square Gardens, weren't they?
They were.
You're right. How do you feel now that we sit here and we can hear this?
I'm clearly very upset.
Yes.
There is no question that public opinion in Preston, at least that's the public opinion that has voiced itself,
yep.
or been in writing in the Evening Post,
yep.
says that what we have been saying, namely that we need to preserve the character of Winkley Square and its gardens,
yes.
rather than replace it by some 21st
modern
century kitsch, really,
yes.
which probably will be out of favour within 20 years.
Yep.
As I say, public opinion, as far as we can make out, is firmly on our side.
Right.
And we have said from day one that what needs doing is a certain amount of work, including probably a great deal of work on the drainage in what I call the syke bottom, in the dip in
yep.
the gardens. But we don't want wholesale destruction of what is, in fact, a green oasis right in the heart of Preston,
yep.
and surrounded by buildings, apart from on the east side, where sadly previous councils have allowed the Georgian, early Victorian character to be destroyed,
yep.
What is still a very nice square.
Yep. And it's all listed, though, isn't it? So this is a very important historical site, isn't it?
Well, I don't think one bit of the council listens to another bit of the council, because
right.
one bit of the council has very firmly insisted that the whole area is a conservation area,
yeah.
and has pointed out that the existence of the greenery in the heart of the conservation area
yeah.
goes a long way to making it what it is.
Yeah.
On the other hand, another group seem to be ignoring that conservation status completely.
Right.
You know, the right hand doesn't seem to know what the left hand's doing.
You're listening to Preston FM 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were talking to some people on Winkley Square. I mean, there's been over 1,000 signatures and just from the general public and so set that are against this. It would seem that this supposed, as I would have thought, transparent and clear and open procedure of trying to, you know, it doesn't seem to be like that at all, does it? There seem to be...
It certainly doesn't feel like that from where I'm sitting. You rightly mentioned the postcard campaign, which a group of us set up when the council applied for planning permission towards the end of last year.
Yeah.
We had about 10 days notice.
Mm-hmm.
So we simply thought of this idea of postcards. We printed them, made them available wherever we could.
Yeah.
And in order to register your protest, you didn't just have to click something on the computer,
yep.
you actually had to write your name and address on, stick a stamp on it, and either put it in the post or alternatively take it round and deliver it to Lancaster Road.
Yep.
Now, in 10 days, they've never released a figure, but we know well over 1,000
of
those cards went in.
Yep.
If we'd had 6 months,
yep.
I suspect we could have been talking tens of thousands,
yep.
given the public feeling on this issue.
Yep. But that doesn't seem to have made any difference whatsoever, does it?
Listen to the sound of the saws outside.
What can we do then? What do you think can be done about this? I mean, this is a very... Because we're not just talking about Winkley Square, are we? I mean, there's this proposal now for the Preston Flag Market...
Which has already got its planning permission.
Right.
In our case, the postcards did at least result in the planning permission application being withdrawn, or suspended, as they put it.
Right.
But they promised us they could come back with it at any time and right. blamed it on possible bats in the trees. I think they were at least temporarily shocked by the fact that public opinion had manifested itself in the case of the square.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem to last very long.
Underneath the leaves where the blackbirds turn blue, if there's room for me, there's room for you. Place your ear to the ground, you hear a voice. It sings a song. The whole night long.
Frankly, if you want my honest opinion, it has to be people power.
Right.
The only way they're going to sit up and listen is if it really is a people power situation.
Right.
But it takes a lot of work.
Commitment.
And everybody planning. Says... I mean, people have been stopping me in the streets for over a year now, who I don't know from Adam or Eve, and saying, keep it up, Father Chris, and it would be such a shame if they destroyed Willingley Square.
Yeah.
Now, if I didn't have a much more important job,
yes.
I reckon I could have had 1,000 people marching on the town hall.
Right.
But I'm a busy man with the parish and
you
the
have
community
all your
and
responsibilities
else.
Here. Yes.
You're listening to Preston FM on 103.2. Voice of the people.
Now, good, if they get the money,
then they can
and use it it to renew the character of Winkley Square and to do a lot of cosmetic work and maintain
possibly
it
put some electric lighting in.
Yeah, we need some lighting, but we don't need fancy, whatever they call it, modern lighting. We need the kind of lighting that they've actually put into...
All along the Grand Avenue.
The river in the park.
Yeah.
I believe that the group that's involved just has no sense of the heritage that they're likely to destroy.
Yeah.
And it's ironic that as we sit here, I can hear a chainsaw going.
Yes.
Because... One catchphrase, if you like, is that Winkley Square Gardens are a green oasis in the heart of Preston.
Yeah.
And the green is being removed, or part of it, even as we listen.
Yes, I know.
That's what we're listening to. I wish people on the council, or this group on the council, would listen to the people.
You're listening to Preston FM. 103.2. The voice of the people, for the people, by the people.
Well, listen, I suppose the question as we sit here now, what do you think needs to be done next? Or, I mean, I know we're doing this radio interview, we'll share this with the people and everything else and the community of Preston, but...
It's very difficult. I know some people have talked very firmly of contacting the people who still own part of the square.
Yes.
And I, of course, represent the trustees for Roman Catholic purposes, who own the... let me just think, get my bearings right, the northwest corner. But they've been talking of possibly setting up a Friends of Winkley Square and taking over the management of the square from the council.
Yep.
So the council, of course, did not realise that it didn't own the square.
Who does own the square? The people, this?
Well, the history is that the square initially, from its beginnings in 1802, 1803, 1804, had individual gardens running down from the houses on the north side and the south side.
Yep.
they were owned by the individual owners of the houses.
Yep.
As time went on, ownership was transferred and that kind of thing. But it wasn't until 1950, the same sort of time that the council were refusing to rebuild the town hall and putting Sunlight House, what a name, in its place, that the council decided that, I think it was...
Crystal House, yes. Yeah.
Crystal House, sorry, yes, Crystal sir. House. They apparently decided they wanted to turn Winkley Square into a car park.
Oh, I hear, the one that was going to be built, which is built, just...
I don't know, because of course
James,
I'm a Manchester man, I'm not a Prestonian, and I've not lived here all my life. But what happened was that the owners of the gardens came to a legal agreement with the then Preston Borough that they would hand over the gardens in the square, not the ownership of them, but the management of them, to the council for public use, provided that the character of an enclosed Victorian garden, that's what it says on the agreement, be preserved.
Right, when was that written?
That was 1952, I think. It was,
and is that surely not a legally unbinding contractual document?
I would have thought so.
Well, how come... Because this is where it... I mean...
Well, we have been threatened with compulsory purchase.
Right.
And told that it could only be agricultural values, so it wouldn't be worth very much at all.
Right, so you've had that, the compulsory purchase order.
We've been threatened with it.
Right, so they definitely want this... Whoever's driving all this definitely wants this to occur, doesn't it, this project? Whether the people here like it or not.
It seems quite obvious, that, yes.
Right. Do you mean? So what was... With respect to... I'm trying to find an answer to it myself. Mm-hmm. What is the next... What can we do about it, the people? And plus, we've now got the flag market coming up as well.
That's right.
And obviously
coming up, literally.
Yes, indeed.
Those wonderful flags that must have seen so many interesting events...
And that's gone
walking
through.
...walking over them, and that's been given planning permission to take the flags out.
Which means they also have to take all the trees out.
So they say.
Yeah. it's up to the... Are you saying, it's up to the people?
I must admit that I'm getting close to just despairing of Preston Council ever caring for the heritage it's got left.
Right. Well, maybe it'll have to be... It's coming close to the time where the power of the people themselves need to wake up, and they need to probably... There needs to be more proactive action in some way, doesn't it?
I'm tempted to say, as a non-Prestonian, you may think so. Couldn't possibly comment.
Yes, indeed. Well, the bureaucratic method seems to be failing somewhat, doesn't it? So
manifestly failing.
Absolutely.
There's the saws going off again.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it. How are you able to continue your work here? It must be.
It's very distressing to hear them coming down.
Right, indeed. Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Father Chris. That's
no brilliant. Pleasure.
And thank pleasure. You. Take care.
Been listening to Voice of the People on Preston FM 103.2. In this show we talk to Ken Hudson, leader of Preston City Council, Kath Brogan, Preston City Council Manager, Aidan Turner Bishop and Michael Armstrong, Councillor James Hull, David Eaton, Planning Dave, Father Timothy Lipscomb and Father Chris Dykoth. We had music from Dave Arkenstone, Wind in the Trees, Monty Python, Lumberjack Song, Radiohead, Fake Plastic Trees, Need the Trees, Rush, The Trees, Teddy Bear's Picnic, Don Estelle, Whispering Grass, Balanescu Quartet, Democracy, Desmond Williams, For the Trees, Suburban Kids with Biblical Names, Trees and Squirrels, The Andrews Sisters, The Woodpecker Song, Marie Antoinette, The Melody of the Fallen Tree Song, and last but not least, With Trees, Kopiklani. That's it for this show. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you've got any comments, please email us at voiceofthepeople@preston.fm. So until next time, it's bye from me, Des Butler, and it's ta-ra from Paul O'Hara.
Ta-ra.